This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Monday Gaza's becoming a graveyard for children, amplifying demands for a ceasefire in the enclave, where Palestinian health authorities said the death toll from Israeli strikes had exceeded 10,000.
The Israel Defense Forces and continued bombardments are hitting civilians, hospitals, refugee camps, mosques, church, and UN facilities, including shelters. No one is safe.
Both Israel and the Hamas militants who control Gaza have rebuffed mounting international pressure for a ceasefire. Israel says hostages taken by Hamas during its rampage in southern Israel on October 7th should be released first. Hamas says it will not free them or stop fighting while Gaza is under assault. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror group. The months-long war between Israel and Hamas is intensifying on the ground in Gaza as civilian casualties in Gaza mount. U.S. and international leaders are calling for a temporary ceasefire to allow humanitarian aid to enter Gaza, but Israel does insist the fate of its many hostages must be resolved first. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
In Israel, the public is focused on the fate of some 240 hostages, including 30 children. Demonstrations in support of the hostages are intensifying, with demands that Israel not agree to a ceasefire or allow humanitarian aid into Gaza until the hostages are freed. Israelis say the hostage kidnappings and brutal murders of 1,400 Israelis, most of them civilians, as well as the rising toll of soldier deaths in the ground invasion of Gaza, have profoundly shaken their sense of security.